Good afternoon, Guantanamo Bay. It's DJ Genesis here with you, and the staff at the hospital have some information they would like to pass along, so we will be right back with them. All right, we are back with the hospital. How's it going?
Hey, good afternoon. This is your hospital public affairs...
this is your hospital public affairs officer, Emily McCamey. I am introducing our preventive medicine team from USNH Guantanamo Bay. Kicking us off this afternoon is our director for public health, Commander Chris Johnson.
Hello, Radio Gitmill. This is very exciting to get on here. It's my first time being in this padded room, or I should clarify, the soundproofed room, which seems pretty legit. I feel like I could actually come in here and finally maybe get down some karaoke songs that could come out to the public. But very excited to get on the radio here and talk to you guys about the influenza vaccinations that we're going to be doing here. I've also got with me our environmental health officer, Lieutenant Jill Bean. Lieutenant Jill Bean, would you mind introducing yourself?
Sure. Hey, what's up, Gitmo? I do have a script, but I promise I won't read it. But no, we're really happy to be here. I'm Lieutenant Jill Bean, environmental health officer here, preventive medicine.
I also have with me here my right-hand man for this flu evolution, H.N. Long, occupational medicine by trade. But he has really kicked in and helped us here, make sure that we have some good things for you. So you want to say hi. It's his first time.
Hi, all. This is H.N. Long. Happy to fill in at Department of Public Health.
Yeah, so this team, they have been hard at work getting our frontline workers vaccinated, right? Can you guys tell me about that?
Yes, absolutely we can. All three of us, we've gotten our flu vaccine. So although I'll be kind of going through, just kind of setting up some of the answers here, I'll be acting as somebody who doesn't want the flu vaccine and hasn't gotten it, but is considering it. And Lieutenant Bean's going to be kind of countering those with some more information, hitting us with the facts.
Well, so tell us about the last couple days, right? So last couple days, we have had hospital workers getting through the flu clinic on our campus where we're trying to get as many of us vaccinated, right? Because why should we be the first ones vaccinated?
So traditionally, and I can take this one, when we get the flus every year, it's not that we want everyone to get it, right? Because it's all about this herd immunity. But we want our healthcare workers, our first responders, our childcare workers, our security forces. We really try and get those guys knocked out right away because they are on the front lines. They're the ones picking up patients in ambulances and could potentially be picking up patients that get sick with things like the flu. So we've been working really hard this past week. H.N. Long has been doing some off-sites. We've gotten people volunteering and our Marines as well to get them vaccinated.
And so you guys were just over at WT Sampson as well yesterday, right?
We were briefly. That was really good, getting all the teachers.
And I would add into it that, you know, again, a big reason for why we kind of go through some of these certain job aspects of people in certain target groups that are getting the influenza vaccinations first, because we also know that those are in contact with some of the most vulnerable populations. And so getting the flu vaccines through kind of those first line people first is always usually a good practice. That way we can kind of get those that are working with the smaller children, the older adults and that sort of thing vaccinated. And by vaccination, we're reducing that chance of the flu not only affecting us, but through us affecting those people that we're working with.
Very good, very good. All right, well, so tell us a little bit about, do we know much about this year's strain? What are we expecting for the flu season this year?
Well, we really can't predict it. I know we do a yearly thing. CDC has some really great information where they are able to take the previous year's illnesses and reports of flu and the lab reports of flu and what kind of flu strains, and then they're really able to curtail that to predict the next year's flu season vaccine, right? So this year has specifically been formulated to really help protect against those flu strains that they've identified that were pretty prevalent last year. And so that's the vaccine that we received on island that will kind of cover all those strains from last year that made people really sick. And it's constantly changing, right? So flu strains, there's a variety of strains. They've developed over the years, and then there was COVID, so everything's kind of gotten thrown in the mix. And so it is really the common cause of seasonal epidemics related to influenza. And that's just, you know, globally, flu is, you know, it's out there, it's always there, so.
And I always like to point out that I think what's incredible with this is that you've got these really sciencey, really expert nerds that go in there and they look at all this different stuff and they are identifying which are the ones that are most likely to cause illness in people and the severity of the illness. And then they're targeting that vaccination. So we get it all into one, you know, 0.5 ml vaccination that we're getting, you know, and that's what's protecting us going into that. And when we look at the numbers and statistics of how it can affect people every year, it's really impressive that that small little vaccine can do so much.
All right, thanks, guys. We will be right back with Herbal Iguana. All right, we are back with the hospital staff. They have more information on the flu shot for us.
All right, so Naval Hospital Gitmo Preventive Medicine Team, we've got our Director of Public Health, Commander Chris Johnson, Environmental Officer, Lieutenant Jill Bean, and HN Tyler, I don't know how I managed to do that, right? Anyway, so Hospital Corpsman Tyler Long from Occupational Health. So I got some questions for you, right? Let's just start with the very basic. What is the flu?
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked. The flu, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, is a contagious respiratory illness caused by influenza viruses that infect the nose, throat, and sometimes the lungs. And most experts believe that the flu virus spread mainly by tiny droplets made when people cough, sneeze, or talk. But really what we're talking about is that those respiratory droplets, right? So anything that's going to cause that potential spread, it lands onto something, somebody touches that same thing, and now they potentially either breathe it or get it into them, and then they also can contract the flu that way. And when we think about some of those aspects of that flu, right, just thinking about somebody sneezing, if you've ever seen those videos that show of it, it's quite impressive just how big that little cloud of, you know, aerosolized saliva can become.
Especially the dad sneezes. Those dad sneezes.
At least those ones, they'll let you know that they're coming.
All right, so your PAO is a little bit of a germ phobe, not as much as I used to be since having a kid, but ew.
Good. I feel like we're already like letting you see the benefits of potentially getting this flu vaccine.
So as we're all very close to these microphones, I'm sure MC2 is over here going, oh, great. And as I'm, you know, spitting all over the microphone. Okay, so we talked about the droplets. We talked about spreading the lovely flu. But, you know, tell us more. Why is it a problem?
So I love this one because flu is tricky, right? Flu is tricky. According to Webster's Dictionary, no, I'm just kidding. So it's a high range of severity and symptoms, right? Some people have been exposed to the influenza virus like myself. My husband gets it every year. I have never once gotten the flu. Superhuman, maybe. Mom ability, maybe. Because if I get the flu, I still have to clean, you know? So some people will have these milder symptoms. Some people will get it and they'll just be down for days if anyone's been down. So it's really tricky, and it's even known to cause some death, right? So this is why it's a problem. It's just so unpredictable. And on a small island like Gitmo, you know, flu could potentially spread very rapidly within our schools, within our vulnerable populations. So that's why it is a problem.
So considering the impacts every year, right, how many hospitalizations, deaths, and why is it important for the military?
Commander Johnson, you were really interested and excited about these DMBIs, if you wanted to read your statistics that he brought.
I did. I'm big in the research and looking up stuff, and I was really actually impressed by some of these statistics myself when I saw them. I knew that flu is a big thing. We talk about it every year, but when you actually see some of the numbers, it's really quite impressive. So 31 million influenza-related illnesses, 14 million hospital visits, 360,000 flu-related hospitalizations in addition to that, and around 21 flu-related deaths just between 2022 and 2023. And when we look at that, one of the things that we always consider on the medical side, particularly the military health side, is we talk about this thing called DNBIs, disease non-battle injury, disease non-battle injury. And the reason why that's such an important thing to us, and we focus so much on it, not just from the medical side, because it makes sense that we would talk about this, but really when we talk about the military in general, is these DNBIs, or those illnesses and things like that, that take the warfighter out of the fight, essentially. And flu is one of those ones that really impacts everybody every year. And that's why you see that mandatory kind of vaccination that comes in through with our military folks, is because we recognize that we lose so many people out if they don't have that flu vaccine and they do come down with that flu virus.
That was a lot of stats.
It was a lot of stats. I was impressed.
Are the listeners still awake? Maybe should we go into a song and
yeah.
Wake them back up?
Million.
$1 billion. There's no fun.
All right, we are back with the hospital staff, and I actually had a question for them myself. I was talking to them about, you know, being on deployment and how I noticed, you know, when all the, you know, double dragon and all the sicknesses are going around on deployment, you know, it's just a cesspool of illnesses. It always seems like the corpsmen themselves never get sick. Like, I'm always in sick call and I'm looking and like feeling terrible and I'm looking around and I was like, I see you guys every day, never sick. Like, what are y'all taking? What do you do? How do you avoid all the sicknesses?
So the quick answer for me is that they're superhuman.
But maybe this is where we talk about prevention, right?
Yeah.
Well, it really ties in, and I think it's an excellent question because of so many aspects of what we can talk about with regards to it. So the first aspect of that is that, right, medical people in tradition, right, we're generally pretty good about doing a lot of prevention techniques. So we're washing our hands, you know, we're utilizing masks when it's appropriate, we're covering up, you know, our cough and sneezes and that sort of thing. We're wiping down all those surfaces and stuff like that in between patients. And that said, you know, there's volume there, right? The people that are coming in to see us or see me when I'm working primary care clinic, right, they're coming in sick. So even in some of those aspects where, sure, right, maybe I do pick up that cold or something like that from them, what I've also done with that is I've built up my own now immunity because I've been exposed to it. So when we tie it into talking about the flu vaccine, right, that's an inactivated flu virus. It's the ones that we know are most common to likely cause that illness in flu, the most likely ones to be spread around. And what we're doing is we're essentially exposing you to a weakened version of that virus. So now your body builds that immune system and it has that defense set up against it. So when you see those superhuman people kind of walking around, the corpsmen and docs and all that sort of stuff, well, we're doing it because we're using really good prevention techniques to help prevent ourselves from getting that. And the other part of it is we have built our immunity, whether through its vaccinations or in some cases where we've had that exposure. So.
But I mean, but it changes yearly, right? So, like, how many strains are there in this year? Or, you know, how do we know if, like, the vaccine is going to be effective?
I mean, I think I touched on it earlier, too, right, is we project out, right? So last year they're tracking, they're doing all these things. They're seeing what strains are making people the most sick throughout the year, so then they can project for next year. I think H.N. Long was griping and complaining about, well, if it's always changing, what did you say?
Like, if it's always changing, what is the point in getting the flu shot?
And I think that's a great question because I think that's pretty typical of, like, a young sailor or even old sailor. Like, why even get it? Well, that's the exact point. It's always changing. So that's why it's so important to get it, so you can get that most up-to-date immunity from, you know, protection from those flu strains that are floating around in the universe. Anything else from the doc?
Yeah, it really is that aspect of it, right? So if we think about that, the virus, and without getting into the super nerdy kind of sciencey part of it, right, that flu virus is always changing. It's changing. It also matters in regards to geographical location and some of those aspects of it. So that constantly evolving thing, and this is where I take it back and say it's really impressive that you got these super sciencey nerds that can really identify and kind of figure out where these are the ones that are most likely to be the ones that we're going to see this season. And that's why they incorporate that. They put that into that flu vaccine to help provide us that prevention. So as I was talking about before, 31 million influenza related illnesses every year. That's a lot of snot rockets that are going around. And having something that helps provide that prevention for you, I think is really key.
Well, I know DJ Genesis, MHS Genesis, we'll get to that joke later. You were just talking about what your dad or your family like doesn't want to get it because they get sick. So that we were laughing about that, and I think that's a really valid question. I think we've all heard it in the healthcare setting, like, I only get sick every year because I get the flu shot. And so I'm going to pass it over to Colonel Johnson because he summed it up perfectly.
Yeah, I really love it when I get that question or that gets presented to me, because the first thing that comes to mind and I tell them is to say, that's great. That means that your body has responded very well and you're building that immunity to it. You're forming those antibodies in your system. And the other thing I like to point out is that was from an inactivated virus, the version that you got for it. So imagine now if you'd actually gotten the real flu virus, it would probably knock you down pretty good. But because you got that protective value there, you got that influenza vaccination, right? If you still are exposed to, or even if you do come down with that flu, right, you're much more likely to have much more milder symptoms and severity, and the duration of that usually is a lot better as well.
That's good. I think that pretty much answers the question, because I know, like, people ask that and it's hard to tell, you know, it's hard to know what to say in response. You're like, well, I don't know, just get it because you're supposed to get it, like, but you know, knowing that getting sick isn't always a bad thing, that just like your symptoms you're feeling is your body actually fighting whatever it was exposed to. So yes, it might suck in the meantime, but your body's like learning what it's been exposed to and how to fight it, and better to have it in small doses than
smaller doses.
I've been knocked out for the flu for 2 weeks before when I was a kid. I was out 2 weeks with the flu. It was one of the worst sicknesses I've ever had. All right, we will be right back with Herbal Iguana.
And we're back with the Naval Hospital PrevMed team. We're talking about the flu, right? So we've talked about what it is, why it's a problem, how to prevent it. So now I want to know, who can get it and who can't?
Let me take this one. So really, essentially, anyone can get the flu. They can't get the flu, but anyone can get vaccinated for the flu. A very small percentage of people now in the population, there is a significant amount of people. Oh my gosh, let me go back to this.
You know what, I think I teed you up terribly, because I'm like, who can get flu and who can't? It's who can get a vaccine?
So there's right? a small portion of the population that actually can't get vaccinated, right? People who used to be turned away, who could not get it for contraindications, are actually able to get it now. And that's actually pretty recently that was put out. But every patient is screened for safety, right? Everyone is going to have a questionnaire. And then if there's any questions into previous bad reactions to the influenza, we're always going to refer you to your primary care manager. But you would be surprised how many people actually can get it. You do have to be at least 6 months old, though. So if you are less than 6 months of age, unfortunately, you cannot, which is why it's so important for families to get vaccinated and people, the childcare workers and people around those little babies, so they can protect them.
And that's even the vaccinations, and that includes those that are pregnant, think they may be pregnant, or considering getting pregnant. Them having the vaccinations, again, when we talk about that population that's less than 6 months that can't get the vaccine, we can still provide them some protection. That's both by the people that are getting immunized around them, and also potentially some of that immunity that's received when the mother has received her influenza vaccination.
Oh, good. All right. So all this talk about the flu and who can get their vaccination and who can't get it, we have a flu clinic coming up. So let's tee up HN Long here. Tell us all about it.
So our next clinic is going to be on the 25th and 26th at the Windjammer Ballroom from 10 a.m. to 1800. So far, we've been working at Marine Security Forces Company, the Child Development Center, obviously the hospital. We're working out a couple of kinks with the new rollout that's coming with Genesis. Last year, it was a lot more different because we could chart things on paper and then upload them post post-vaccine, but this year everything has to be verified and checked by a nurse and checked into Genesis, all on the fly as it's happening. So it's a little bit different. That's part of the reason we're doing it at the Windjammer this year. There's a lot more tech support over there for all of our electronics and Wi-Fi connectivity. So that's part of the reason that we're doing it over there. Another thing with Genesis, obviously, since everything we're doing is on Genesis this year, shout out DJ Genesis. if you haven't registered at the hospital, you need to go register at the hospital. So if you've never been seen at the hospital, you need to be seen before you can get your flu shot.
Bring your insurance card.
Absolutely, ma'am. Definitely bring your insurance card when you're registering. That's not just if you've never been seen. That's also if you haven't been to the hospital in over a year. So if you went back in like 2022 or 2020, you're going to need to go back and re-register at the hospital.
So I think what's really neat about the fact that you guys are using MHS Genesis for this flu shot clinic is the fact that because everything is being entered into the system, you'll have a representative from patient administration there to help out and make sure that your records are being updated. That record keeping is so much easier, right? So across commands, across, if your employer requires proof of vaccination for the school, right? I think that's really gives you a great opportunity to be able to go in then, print off that record, and then take it in, send it to wherever you need to send it. Shout out to our patient admin team, right? Always working hard. We talked a little bit about that need for, your insurance card or going in to, verify your enrollment. So if you happen to be around the hospital and you get that opportunity to stop by patient admin, please swing in, come say hi to the friendly faces there, and just make sure your information is up to date. If you've changed anything in DEERS, if you've had any address changes, maybe you got here and forgot to do that and did it after you'd already checked in, just come on in. That way we know everything is up to date and everything will go smoothly, right? Let's talk about cost. What is it going to cost for this flu shot?
It's one of the great benefits about getting the flu vaccine is it's free, right? That we want people to come get the vaccination. Cost is not going to be a factor in whether or not you can. You're not going to pay for it. So come get that vaccination.
What about me? I'm a civilian.
Free.
What about my friend who's a foreign national?
Free.
Free 99.
What about my other friend who's a contractor?
Free.
That's about all the friends I actually have on base, so.
Still free.
Awesome. All right.
A couple of highlight points that I really do want to point out. First off, I just really want to give HN Long a shout. The whole process and planning, putting everything together, locations, schedules, volunteers that are coming to help assist with it, having the nursing, healthcare professionals, people that are performing the vaccinations and everything like that, all took a lot to orchestrate and pull together. HN Long was huge and crucial in doing that process for it. One of the reasons why we really wanted to get him on the radio show here with us, just so I can also give him a big shout out for it.
He was also the September Motivator of the Month for DPH, right. So we've got royalty in the studio right now.
Motivator.
And the couple highlights I want to do again, point out, like I said, if you do come down October 25th from 10 to 6 p.m., we will get you taken care of. But if you want to help streamline a little bit of that process, because it does require us using our electronic health system and going through a couple verification checks, if you have the opportunity, go by patient administration at the hospital, get that part done for you. It'll streamline the process when you're coming in to get that vaccination on October 25th or 26th.
So those dates, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days?
At the Windjammer.
All right.
The one thing is Friday is going to be active duty. So, and there's flyers going around. So we're going to start posting flyers on the roller, on social media. Friday is going to be specifically dedicated to the active duty population, who we have not already gotten on the base. And then Saturday is going to be beneficiaries. However, if you cannot come Saturday and you only have Friday, again, we're not going to turn you away. But we did dedicate Friday to active duty on the schedule. The other opportunity, if you don't make 25th, 26th, we are having our health fair on November 2nd. So we will have an immunization spot at the November 2nd health fair, which we'll be giving influenza as well.
And where is that taking place?
That's at the next atrium. Big health fair, going to have a lot of tables. It's going to be awesome. MWR, next hospital. All of our population around base is invited, and that's also an opportunity to get your flu shot.
Fantastic. So mark your calendars, folks, right? October 25th, active duty, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 26th, everybody else, that's everybody, right? Your contractors, your foreign national population, your civilian population, whatever your category is, come on down, come get your flu shot. And then if you can't make the 25th or 26th, come on November 2nd and come see us anyway for the health fair. I think it sounds like it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
And then after that, you can get your immunizations at PCMH at the hospital. So if you miss all those dates and you still want to get it, primary care clinic at the hospital immunizations department, you can get your flu shot there after.
And again, just there's a lot of information really quickly. So October 25th and 26th, 10 to 6 p.m. We talked about Friday, kind of that we want to really make sure that we're getting those active duty service members in there, but that does not exclude you if you're not active duty. If you come in on Friday, we will still get you your vaccination. If you come Saturday, we will still get you your vaccination. If you come to the health fair November 2nd, we will still get your vaccination. We do recommend that you come during one of those times. That's going to be where we really everything's set up to get you through, get your vaccination effectively and safely and efficiently. Look forward to seeing you then.
All right. Thank you guys for coming in. We appreciate all the information.
Hurricane Helene. It is now a tropical.